ladies and gentlemen, presents The Daffy Daffydills, Ken Gillum and Duke Atterbury, those hopelessly haywire humorists with a bunch of new gags. Let her go, boys.
Hi-ho, everybody, as if anyone cares. The two daffodils open their classical period at this time, singing a collection of ballads entitled Songs My Mother Never Sang to Me. The first number of this group will be...
Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get her poor dog a bone. When she got there, strawberries were ripe, so the poor dog had to eat cucumbers.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how Sioux City got its name.
My poem was rather good, don't you think, Duke?
Ken, isn't there any chance of you ever growing up? Are you going to be satisfied all your life with pulling bum gags? Have you no ambition? Don't the finer things of life appeal to you?
Well, seriously, Duke, do you think I would be better off if I had an ambition in life?
Certainly, Ken. Everyone who amounts to anything has an ambition in life. Why, some men thirst after love, some after fame, while others thirst after wealth.
Hey, I know something everyone thirsts after.
You do? What's that, Ken?
Salt herring.
Salt herring.
Oh, maybe I'd better play the piano.
I think that would be a great idea. What do you know that you think the folks would dislike the least?
I know Birdie on the Wing.
I beg your pardon, I was looking out the window and I didn't catch the title.
I say I know Birdie on the Wing.
You know Birdie on the Wing?
Yeah.
You don't know Corny on the Cob, do you?
Oh.
No, I don't suppose you know that. After all, it makes little or no difference to me what you play. I probably won't listen to you anyway.
Thanks, and I'll do the same for you sometime, boy. Thank you.
Bad, Gillum. Sometime I should like to hear you play with both hands.
Yeah, I'd be happy to play with both hands for you sometime. I'll play a 1-2 right on your nose, and I couldn't miss. Pardon me for the time being, but I would like to announce the next number. At this time, I take great pleasure in presenting the Daffodil Wonder Child, the boy who sees tomorrow, but who is a total blank today. I might add that this little chap is only 4 years old, but he has been all through school, the reform school. Introducing little Oscar. Come over, little Oscar. Here, that's right. Tell me, little Oscar, how do you feel?
I feel like a bunch of lead pencils.
You feel like a bunch of lead pencils? How's that?
Sure, I feel all right.
Oh, boy, one more gag like that and you'll feel terrible. Too bad. You look so nice and clean, too.
Sure, this is my new suit.
Oh, a new suit. It looks nice, but tell me, little Oscar, isn't your coat a little tight? Did your mother hook it for you?
No, she bought it for me.
Oh, she bought it. Well, maybe I'm wrong again. Maybe we had better get into the words sent in for you to use in sentences. Let's see, the first word is deliver. Can you use deliver in a sentence, little Oscar?
Sure, my old man takes Carter pills for deliver.
He takes Carter's pills for deliver. This can't go on. Let me see. The next word for you to use in a sentence is writhing. Can you use writhing in a sentence, little Oscar?
Sure, you ain't done the right thing by a little mill.
Oh, you ain't done that. I'm going to do the right thing by you. I'm going to put you out of your misery. There's one more left. I'm going to give you one more chance. Now, this word is golden. Can you use golden in a sentence?
Sure, last winter I got a golden by bills. Goodbye.
Goodbye, little Oscar. And the next time I see you, remind me not to notice you, will you, please?
You know, Ken, I've just been listening to you and little Oscar, and I don't think you're very funny either.
Well, what would you suggest we do next?
We might go from bad to worse and have you sing a song.
Okay. I have a little song I wrote this morning entitled, I Never Did Anything to an Onion, So Why Should It Make Me Cry? Here I go. Flat near me lives a he and she. And it seems as though I always hear them quarrel. And it seems each night at 8, he says, honey, I have a date. Now she is rebelling. Last night I heard her yelling, when you step out late at night, do you think I'm home sleeping tight? Don't be a fool, you fool. And when you're kissing Tootsie's nose, do you think I'm home washing clothes? Don't be a fool, you fool. And when you cheat, and while you're cheating on me, did you ever stop to think what a little canary could see? And when you're playing Romeo, do you think I'm playing tic-tac-toe? Don't be a fool, you fool. Now, Tuesday night about, she was stepping out, and she went to meet that certain party. Da-da-dum-dum-dum-da-da-dum, he was dressed to kill, and he handed me a thrill. Well, he's some Charleston dancer, say you folks can guess the answer. When you say you're at the club, you must think I am a dub. I'm not a fool, you fool. I can tell you weren't there, cause on your coat I found a hair. Don't be a fool, you fool. Now you're gonna lie and lie and tell me, of course, just how that hair came off of a great big horse. But don't pull that on me, you pup. That big horse just called you up. Won't they be a oofe, you oofe? Say, when you came home last night on a crutch, I could tell you got in Dutch. I'm not a fool, you fool. Your face all cut, your nose all bent, you said, dear, it was an accident. Don't be a fool, you fool. Say, when you came home last night, you were knocked for a loop, and what did you say? You said, honey, I fell from a stoop, but someone knocked at someone's door, and you jumped from the 19th floor. I know, don't be a fool, you fool.
Just a little suggestion, Ken. Why don't you learn to play the violin sometime and give your chin a rest?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, it might be a great idea. However, we come to the point that calls for a Daffodil Blackout. The title of the sketch is The Noiseless Insurance Agent. The characters in the blackout are, first, the prospect for insurance, and second, the insurance agent. The sketch commences. Pardon me, someone said that you were an insurance racket, and I just wanted to say that I might take out another policy. I have a wife and three kids, and the way I figure it, I ought to insure them of health and happiness if anything happened to me. So I thought if you... What I'm getting at is this. Don't you think it would be wise for me to take out about $20,000 more, even though I had to give up my golf membership and sell my car? I've heard that life insurance is the safest investment that a man can make, and it's sure with a pretty good company. So if you care to tell me more about it, maybe I... Look here, mister. Why don't you open up and give me a good line? Honest, I'm just about ready now to sign on the dotted line. For gosh sake, mister, you're the strangest insurance man I have ever bumped into. Here I beg and plead with you and say, what's your name anyway?
Coolidge. Ta-da!
Me, Ken, but what was the name of the number you just played?
Well, Duke, that was a little song I wrote entitled It's a Sure Sign of Summer When a Scotchman Throws His Christmas Tree Away.
That reminds me, Ken, do you know why Scotsmen prefer blondes?
No, why?
Because of the light overhead. Boy, is that funny, I ask you.
Yeah, but that isn't as funny as the one about the Scotchman who sewed together his two-piece underwear before he sent them to the laundry. That one is funny.
Yeah, that one is funny. Tell me, did you hear about the Scotchman who died happy?
No, why did he die happy, Duke?
He caught double pneumonia. That's so funny, I think I'll die.
Oh, I wish you would. Well, listen, Duke. There's the one about the Scotchman who took his caviar in capsules so he wouldn't acquire a taste for the stuff. That's the one that floors me.
Yeah, but the saddest case of all was a Scotchman who found a package of headache powders and then sat down at the radio and listened to the Two Daffodils.
Oh, I heard about that poor fellow. And then there's the Scotch song, Duke.
A Scotch song? What's the name of it?
Let a smile be your umbrella.
Let a smile? I never heard that. What do you say we sing it?
Yeah, that's a great idea. We're off.
Yeah, so they tell me.
As I was walking down the street, I saw the Duke so cunning. I hollered, Duke, come over here, and a bunch of dogs came running. It's all in fun. It's all in fun. A silly little song, but it won't last long because it's all in fun.
I cannot sing the old song, nor yet the newer one. The neighbors all have heard me, and now they carry guns.
It's all in fun. It's all in fun. A silly little song, but it won't last long because it's all in fun. Stole a little kiss from a bachelor miss, but I gave it back in haste. She didn't use powder paint or rouge, but garlic for toothpaste. It's all in fun, oh, toothpaste, it's all in fun. A silly little song, but it won't last long because it's all in fun.
I always sing while taking a bath, so it makes the others sore. I always sing while taking a bath because there ain't no lock on the door.
It's all in fun, no lock, it's all in fun. A silly little song, but it won't last long because it's all in fun. Once Duke was taken ill while calling on his gal Salome.
The reason for my illness was her husband who came home.
It's all in fun, oh, it's all in fun. A silly little song, but it won't last long because it's all in fun.